Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Me, Nakai, Tim Kalinshaw, David Dennis Jr., Pablo S. Torre. Does anybody want to be number one? Everybody's losing this year. Okay, just make fun of number one. How you doing, Rose Thrill? Also, what's real and what's not about the Bears and the number one pick? Let's go.
Ooh. Rams finally getting a shout out.
What do you say? What do you know, Fordham Rams? 41-4. This post from Jason LaConfora, a more than one NFL general manager came away from the Senior Bowl fairly convinced that Justin Fields will be dealt. Wow, could that be true? We did a story the week after the season, Ryan Poles saying he's excited about Fields. He's the starter for next year, but Poles left the space open for him to be blown away by a quarterback to draft at number one. So, Mean, I ask you, is this the Bears playing the draft game? Would trading Fields make sense for Chicago?
Well, I haven't heard anything to this effect, okay. But I'll say it's not totally irrational because, frankly, any team without a top 10 quarterback who has the number one overall pick should at least consider it. But I don't think the Bears should do it for a couple of reasons, starting, of course, with Justin Fields himself. I do believe he flashed enough last season to make them believe, okay, we should at least give him a shot to develop, certainly with a better wide receiver core, because I think he had the worst in football last year. Of course, he has a high floor as an incredible runner, too. The other reason, Tony, is this quarterback draft doesn't have a surefire, foolproof, number one type prospect, your Andrew Luck, your Joe Burrows, whatever. So if they were to move on from Fields, there would still be a question mark, I think, about whether or not they'd be picking the guy who's definitely going to be the dude. Look, the Bears have a bad roster. They finish with the worst defense in the NFL. I think that they would be better off trading down and using that load of draft picks they get to focus on improving on that
side. Tim Kalishaw, bring you in here on the idea. Could it be true the Bears could trade Fields, draft a QB1?
I'll say this regarding the tweet, Tony. I'm fairly convinced it's a good idea for the Bears to want the Houston Texans and other teams to think this could be happening.
Okay.
Because if you're a team hoping to draft Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud or a quarterback at the top, and all of a sudden, the Bears are going to trade Fields. They're going to take one of those guys. We need to get involved in something here. But I agree with Mina about, I don't know how people can evaluate Justin Fields at this point. He had 7 of his last 10 games, he ran for more than 80 yards. And being able to run is huge for an NFL quarterback this day. He had two 200-yard games all year passing. So you got to decide for yourself. Is that the Bears wide receivers, their scheme, or is some of that Justin Fields and his lack of growth as a passer? So I just don't know what the market for him would be.
David Dennis Jr., you put any credence into this?
No, I don't know how you can watch Jalen Hurts this season or even Tua and feel like you should punt on a young quarterback who has shown an ability to get the ball up down the field, even though, you know, he does not have, you know, has wide receivers who have not, you know, stepped up. Mooney and Claypool were both disappointing this season. Go out in free agency, maybe get a DeAndre Hopkins, but there is a way that the Bears can finesse this season and try the best, you know, as well as they can, because next season, as Mina said, there's not surefire quarterbacks in this draft, but next year there's Caleb Williams, there's even Drake May if you want, so you can try this season and then go, and if it doesn't work, get the surefire thing next
there's
year.
Always a next year, isn't there? But right now, Pablo, the teams are looking at this draft class of quarterbacks. They're looking at shoe size, they're comparing heights and photos, yes. They're doing all these sorts of things. And Justin Fields is in Chicago. How should the Bears be treating their number one pick?
I think it's fair of the Bears to lie to everybody, to lie at the Senior Bowl and to lie at the Combine and everything. I just hope that Justin Fields is in on that lie, because it is insane to me, Tony, in a sport where scouting quarterbacks is so difficult that when you spin the roulette wheel and one lands on a guy who led the NFL in yards per attempt on the ground, which he did, 7.1 yards per attempt on the ground, you would be like, yeah, let's Goldilocks this. Let's get another potential prospect who's maybe a little bit hotter. No, stick with this guy, man. It's so hard to find a this guy. This is the modern prototype. And yes, 7.1 yards through the air is the problem. It's that number 7.1 on the ground through the air, but it's so hard to evaluate him when okay. his team around him in that cast is so
So bad. If it's a lie, you fight on that lie. That's what Pablo Torre is saying. Tim Kalish, a last
Include
word after
him in
the
that
war.
Lie.
Yeah, I just want to kind of concur with that. You look at the last 7-8 years, guys who went first and second, like Mariota or Wentz or Jameis Winston.
Right.
And that was after months of evaluation and people being convinced these are the cornerstones for the future. We at least know more about Fields than we know about any of these.
There was one quarterback this past season who made the jump, and after a year, you're wondering, Jalen Hurts, right? I mean, and the skill set, Mina, would you say they're comparable?
Well, there's definitely some comparable aspects, but I'm glad you brought up Jalen Hurts. He is a good example of why you should focus on building the team around the quarterback. He was in a terrific situation and then took the leap. If the Bears were to spend that first overall pick on a quarterback, that young quarterback would be walking into a situation just as bad as the one Justin Fields has been in.
We'll move on. Down goes number one. Down goes number one. Alabama's weak as a basketball school. First game as one, ending in an L. At Tennessee, that's a tough matchup in your first week as number one. It's the eighth loss by a number one team this season, which ties the record for most ever. So Bama, Purdue, Houston trading L's of late. UNC was the other one that started the season with a couple L's. Tim, take away from another one biting the dust.
Well, there's a couple. One is that just like the NBA, the prevalence of shooting three-pointers. It's a three-point contest, and teams will shoot 50% one game and 20% the next, and you get these wild swings. But the bigger one for college, the SEC, there are 134 players who either transferred into or out of the SEC this year. That's about 10 guys per team. Mm. A team like Missouri brought in 10 players, four of them from Cleveland State, where they got their coach. They beat Tennessee Saturday, and they lost to Auburn by 33 on Tuesday. And them beating Tennessee probably had a lot to do with Tennessee not wanting to lose two games at home in a row and taking care of Alabama. I just think there's a lot of teams that are pretty good and nobody's great.
David Dennis Jr., your takeaway from last night?
The takeaway from last night specifically is that Alabama played about as bad a game as you could play, and that's what happened. That's how you lose games. They had 19 turnovers, 6 for 21 at the rim. They were outscored 26-2 in turnover points. But in the macro here, there's nothing more meaningless, no number one that's more meaningless than college basketball, men's basketball number one. When we're in the post-dynastic era, when there's so much parity, these number ones are going to keep shifting year after year because nobody's head and shoulders above anybody else. And it doesn't really matter because you're going to go to a tournament with 68 teams and try to win. So it doesn't matter.
You're right. And then it's just about being one of the four number ones. So it's really being top four. I see what you're saying there. Pablo Torre?
No, Tony, this has been a trend since I've been picking 16 seeds to upset one seed, which feels approximately about 10 years and forever ago.
You don't get credit for this.
This is a peak, though, to Tim's point, in that trend. Because, look, Carolina came in preseason number one, not in the top 25. Duke, we like Duke, right? Not in the top 25 right now. How about Villanova? How about Kentucky? Nowhere in the top 25. This is insanely wide open. It's hard to take away anything from this.
Okay, just because they're not the blue bloods and they're teams you actually have to watch and read up on and enjoy that Purdue or Houston or Alabama team that's never won a championship can win it this year doesn't make it any less than Pablo Torre. Let's go to Mina Kimes and a takeaway from last night.
I guess. Yeah,
well, it's obviously not surprising since Tennessee was favored
Tennessee's
a good
team.
But I think it's a reminder that there is so much parity because all these teams have different strengths that we have to consider when evaluating them. In this case, Tennessee clearly superior on defense, one of the best defenses in college basketball right now, blanking them at the rim, turning them over so much. And as we look ahead to March Madness, when there are no dominant teams, it's going to be the teams like Tennessee with dominant aspects that I think will emerge victorious.
That's the last word here. We'll move on to baseball now. Pitchers and catchers and Trout reporting. Let's take a listen.
I'm going to do whatever I can to keep Shohei here, for sure. It's a difficult decision because for him, you know, it's a different, you know, if he does stay or if he doesn't. You know, I don't even like saying it if he leaves. But if there's any year that we need to get to the playoffs, it's this year.
Pablo, can Trout convince Ohtani to stay? And is it postseason or bust for these Angels?
Yeah, no and yes, respectively. I mean, Mike Trout has won zero playoff games in his entire 12-year tenure in Anaheim and then L.A. or however it is we're classifying this team. But also beyond that, he's signed through 2030, Tony. His whole proposition here is vastly different from Shohei Ohtani, who has been here for 5 years, who is going to be here for a sixth, and knows exactly what it means to be utterly anonymous despite having two of the best talents in baseball ever on your team. Shohei Ohtani is out of there by all indications.
Mina Kimes, I turn to you.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you back to when Shohei Ohtani came to the U.S. People thought he would sign with the Mariners. I bring that up not to remind you of my epic meltdown, but to share a little bit of information I have. Someone at the Mariners told me when I asked them, well, why ultimately did he not sign? They told me, he said to us, it's because I want to play with the greatest baseball player in the world, Mike Trout. He chose the Angels because of Mike Trout. But at this point, I don't think that's enough. That was his intention in signing there, but now he wants to win, and it's more clear than ever that it's just not going to happen.
Tim Kalishaw. Good stuff, Mina.
Maybe now he wants to play with the greatest player named Aaron Judge. That might change things after.
You think the Yankees make a trade for him this season?
Okay. Julio Rodriguez.
Yeah, well, maybe not this season. We don't know. The problem for the Angels is now suddenly they play in a very good division. You got the world champions at the top. You got the Mariners having recovered from those moves they made to make room for Ohtani and now have a very good team to go with it. And you even have the Texas Rangers with DeGrom and Uvalde and all the pitchers.
Oh, do you? Do you have the Rangers with DeGrom?
DeGrom had a little side issue. He didn't throw yesterday. That's not a big deal. That doesn't belong in the show.
Let's write this down right now. Let's get a timestamp on what Tim said.
They're
going
to be a factor in whether the Angels can compete for a playoff spot.
David Dennis Jr. and the prospect of Trout convincing Ohtani and the Angels needing to make the playoffs this year.
This is for Mike Trout. I want to look directly at you, Mike Trout. You're a great teammate. Be a better friend. If you love someone, let them go. Do not let this man sit in misery like you have been. Want something better for somebody who you love and who is a friend of yours. Let him leave. Let the bird fly. Let him grow, spread his wings, please.
Oh, my goodness. Kimes 19, Kalishaw 11, David Dennis Jr. 13, Pablo Torre 6. Byersdale next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport. Brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron.
A team winning a game before the All-Star break and feeling good about themselves. Lakers 120, Pelicans 102. LeBron played and felt really good about what we have brewing. While LA surges to the 13th seed, here's the Western Conference going into the break. Feeling good about themselves and what they have brewing. Tim Kalishaw, what are you buying about these Lakers?
I'm buying that they're like every team in the West from about 5 down to 13. They all think something is going to propel them into the top of the West, where there's really only one great team, Denver. and all these other teams are just hoping to catch a little magic. You know, they're better now, and they're going to make the top 10 and at least be a play-in team. I don't know that they can make the
okay.
top 10.
Okay, well, you believe they're going to be in the top 10 and be a playoff team. David Dennis Jr., what do you see?
Way to go.
Ah, yes, the LeBron life cycle of drama in the wintertime. We had Christmas to MLK Day. He passive-aggressively hates his roster. Right up until the deadline, he actively hates his roster. Then he gets a new roster, and he's super excited about the roster. And then when they get bounced in the play-in tournament, he hates the roster again. We're right in the thick of it, everybody. There's nothing really to be excited about. They may be a play-in tournament team, and that's it.
Hablo Torre.
And then you throw in the fact that Anthony Davis, for just no reason at all, deleted his Instagram account. I'm sure nothing is up with that that would inform why LeBron is suddenly saying things that are cheery about his team before he, of course, goes into total social media silence if they make a playoff run. But the point is, Tony, I feel so crotchety saying this every single time. More than half the teams in the NBA make the playoffs. They have LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and three really good shooters. If you can't do that, I have no sympathy for you at all.
Right, right. At 13 right now, Mina Kimes, but liking the way they feel and brew. Let's go.
Surging into the 13 seed. Look, I must be a rube or something because I'm kind of buying it. I mean, they're certainly better than they were before the trade, okay. And they did demonstrate, I think, some chemistry. Obviously, chemistry with the guys who played together, but I thought chemistry with Davis and LeBron. Davis in particular. I thought the presence of Russell helped him, of course, with the spacing created by his shooting, but also with his passing. Anthony Davis had his second best most efficient shooting performance of the season. That's got to be something.
Sure, sure. So we'll do a game story on every team that beats the Pelicans, who are playing 300 basketball since every time they play. Sure, that's what we'll do for every team in the league. We'll move on. In the Eastern, the team with the one seed actually feeling good about themselves and what they have brewing, no doubt. Celtics announcing Joe Mazzulla as full-time head coach, which means what you already knew. But Ime Udoka no longer officially affiliated with the franchise. What does it mean, David Dennis?
It means that he got what he deserved. I mean, Mazzulla looks like a Coach of the Year candidate. I think Mike Brown has run away with it, but he looks like Coach of the Year candidate. The Celtics could have had their whole season derailed by the suddenness and the lateness of what happened to Udoka, but they came out the gate 18-4, third best offense, fourth best defense, and a couple nights ago, they played Milwaukee without hardly anybody and almost won that game. Mazzulla's doing a fantastic job with that
Pablo.
Squad.
It means that this team has remarkable depth, both on their roster of players and also on their coaching staff, clearly. But I also think this means that there are still a lot of questions that never got answered about what exactly happened with Ime Udoka that we may never know the answer to, because this apparently is how he is finally out of an organization that already had him gone, but now officially it's official, I guess.
Which is precisely why they rewarded Joe, because he made that story effectively go away. I mean, he didn't do it. It was the team as well, but he's been a steadying force since the beginning. Even during that losing streak the Celtics had in December, he was a steadying force. This is not surprising at all.
You see.
Probably means we talk a little too much about head coaches in the NBA as being really important. They got the same players they had who lost to the Warriors. They want to win more. They're playing better. Joe Mazzulla has capitalized on that, and he's done a good job. He deserves to have the interim tag removed.
Buy or sell three is our straw poll 2.0. ESPN's NBA MVP is voted on by media members. It's Jokic. First poll was December. It was Tatum. Here, Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, Tatum, Doncic. Pablo Torre, buy or sell?
Tony, if I can't spin Embiid into a front runner, you know that Jokic is the actual guy who should be getting number one votes. The whole premise of him winning before was that his team wasn't good enough and he was so incredible that they had to give it to him. Now he has help. Now his team is number one by precedent. It feels like you have to give it to the guy based on the logic you gave it to him before.
Yes, you know, sometimes it gets said, oh, you have to look at really deep nerd stats to justify Jokic's choice, Jokic as MVP. That's just not true. With him, the Nuggets have not just the best offense in the NBA, the best offense in NBA history. Without him, they have the worst offense in the league. I mean, what more can you say?
Tim Kalishaw.
On top of that, you watch him play for about 5 minutes, and you watch the way that team passes the ball, the best passing team in the NBA by far, and you watch when he leaves the floor, and they look like another team. They're one game behind the Celtics for the best record. He's going to be a shoe-in for the NBA.
Nobody goes for Giannis and the numbers he's putting up, which usually have a since wilt on them. Nobody goes for Embiid, David Dennis Jr.?
I'm actually going to crunch some of those numbers and go in for Embiid, because I'm talking about Embiid on the defensive end here with some of these analytic numbers. 0.75 points in isolation defensively, that's 11th. Jokic is somewhere in the 120s. Embiid's a better defender, and I know it's not. It's just one game. Last time they played, Embiid put 47 and 18 up against Jokic head-to-head. He stays healthy. I do think that we have to make some consideration for Embiid.
What a nerd.
Wow, man. A moment here. Anyone have DVR? Go back. Did Mr. David Dennis Jr.'s eyes fall a little bit below the camera while he was taking those stats in, almost like he was consulting something there for stat work? Could that be true?
Violation.
Well, we might have to do an around the horn investigation into that. Kime Story Showdown next.
You get for using numbers.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Wild game, wild last minute last night. Our Northwestern beat Indiana.
Driving inside.
No call. No offensive foul call. But there was a whole lot of contact. Mina, Pablo, welcome to Showdown. Good no call or bad no call, Mina?
Tony, that was a more aggressive push than Pablo's effort to make us care about his 16 seed pick every year. That was textbook charge, and it's a shame, because otherwise Bowie had a terrific game.
He went a long way for that one. That was a little trap.
I just want to point out that that kid's name, Boo Bowie, genius move by whoever gave him that first name. It is the ultimate judo move, Tony. Guess what? You don't like me? Sounds like you do.
Showdown 2. What Chad Honey told Adam Schefter.
I'm not sure if they're Hanes or if they're Lululemon, but it's one or two of those brands. And ever since he comes in the locker room, boom, it's like there. And I'll be stretching. And like I said, you just glimpse up and you're like, damn, kid's wearing them again. Like, this is, we have to be a superstition and a good luck charm for sure.
We do believe we have some confirmation from a source close to Mahomes, who he's married to by marriage, his wife, who said it's red Lululemon. So good superstition or bad superstition? And did Henny reveal too much, Bobby?
It's a great superstition and totally in bounds to point out that Branch Rickey's quote about how luck is the residue of design should be updated. Sometimes, in this case, luck can be the residue of lots of other things too. Fair game for Patrick Mahomes to be a pioneer in that way.
He was going to go there.
Nina?
I'm calling bluff here, because last time we learned something quirky about Mahomes, he puts ketchup on everything. He turned it into an incredibly lucrative Heinz deal. This feels like marketing. We even know the brand already. Come on.
Pablo Torre, 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you. I just need to take this time to point out that there have been, you know, somewhere between 4 and, I don't know, infinity objects flying mysteriously over like American skies and also just Earth's atmosphere. And we don't know if they're aliens or not. And the government is saying that they don't know either. And I'm just saying that I thought that when news like this would break, I wouldn't have to tell people about it in an around the horn FaceTime. But here we are. I just want to get on the record that I actually care about this if the aliens are watching. I am paying you your respects, even though nobody else in America seems to be, because we're all occupied by other stuff.
They're here.
Sounds like Pablo needs some space here to get over this UFO nose. We'll see you tomorrow.